Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Josh Davis will examine the latest headlines that show the stage is being set for the One World System. Faithful friends, our effort to have 500 monthly supporters join the work here at Southwest Radio Ministries is underway, and I'm so excited to report that we have individuals and families that are committing to support SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall on a monthly basis. Will you join these faithful friends with your monthly gift? Visit swrc.com and click on Donate Now, or simply call 1-800-652-1144. Please, friends, be one of the faithful 500 this month. Your recurring monthly gift helps us continue this kingdom-sized mission every single day. Become a faithful friend, 1-800-652-1144. As the UN prepares to discuss a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine, several Western nations pledge their support for the establishment of a Palestinian state and promise sanctions against Israel. Mexican courts have slowed attempts for a nationwide biometric identification. Technology is rapidly changing the world, from pregnancy robots to online censorship to deepfakes. Let's join Josh Davis as he explores how the stage is being set for the biblical end time scenario with today's headlines from the end times right here on Watchmen on the Wall.
Greetings, fellow Watchmen on the Wall. It's time for another Friday edition of Headlines from the End Times, bringing you information from a biblical perspective that helps you see how the stage is being set with each passing week. Yes, we're watching the biblical end times scenario emerge in our day and in our generation. Now, we share this information with you not to alarm you, but to equip you and to help you live with your eyes open to what's happening. We want to cover some important stories to bring you this information that you may not have heard from other outlets and to equip you and inform you of the way our world is moving and how that lines up with the scriptures. But also, we want to point you to Jesus Christ. You see, dear friends, He is our hope. No matter what is happening in this world, we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is navigating us according to His will, His plan, His prophecy, and it's going along to His schedule. God's prophecy cannot be derailed. God's plan cannot be thwarted by governments, by powerful people. It doesn't matter who it is that's opposing Almighty God. The Bible is replete with stories of kingdoms, of world rulers, of dictators who came onto the scene and tried to conquer the known world. And yet, ultimately, they failed. They died. They passed off the scene. And another generation came up. Another country, another superpower took their place. You see, kingdoms come, kingdoms go. But God's kingdom is the everlasting kingdom. And we, who are born-again Christians, are members of God's family and safe in Jesus Christ forever. Just as Noah and his family were safe in the ark through the flood, God has us safe in our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are resting in Him, trusting in Him as we go through these days that we live in. And so with that admonition, I want to welcome you into this Friday Headlines from the End Times as we're going to look at stories from Israel. And the UN has this upcoming discussion about the Palestinian state. Many European nations and even North American countries have said they're going to recognize a Palestinian state. I'll bring you that information. Technology, my goodness, it is growing so quickly. We need to be aware of some of these innovations and some of the things that are coming out now that we must open our eyes to. So let's jump right into it. Belgium has recently vowed to recognize a Palestinian state at the UN this September, and they also announced some harsh sanctions against Israel. According to reports, Belgium intends to recognize a Palestinian state at the United Nations sessions this month, according to the country's foreign minister. He also revealed that Belgium intends to impose harsh sanctions against Israel, including banning two Israeli ministers. He said, quote, "Palestine will be recognized by Belgium during the UN session, and firm sanctions are also being imposed on the Israeli government, end quote. He went on to argue that the country's decision should be seen, quote, in light of the humanitarian tragedy unfolding in Palestine, particularly in Gaza, and in response to the violence perpetrated by Israel in violation of international law, end quote. Belgium is joining this growing list of Western countries that have or intend to recognize Palestine as a state in this UN summit. It was back in 2024 that Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state. In July, France, the United Kingdom, Canada announced that they would also unilaterally recognize Palestine at the upcoming UN session. And last month, Australia also announced its intention to recognize the Palestinian Authority as a de facto state. And so this annual United Nations Assembly opened September the 9th. These high-level debate sessions about Israel, about what they call the two-state solution, well, these are scheduled for September 23rd through the 27th. This is something to be praying about. This is something to continue watching. And as this situation unfolds, we want to continue bringing you some information about it. Unlike other Western countries, or rather I should say like other Western countries, Belgium says that its diplomatic move aims to implement a peaceful two-state solution to the conflict, according to reports. However, the Western nations largely ignore the fact that neither Hamas nor the presumably more moderate Palestinian Authority recognize Israel's right to exist as the homeland of Jewish people. And dear friends, that is exactly right. Do the Palestinians want a two-state solution? You look at videos, you look at evidence, you look at interviews with people, and many of them are saying no. They don't want that to be recognized as the Jewish state. Israel and the United States have argued that the diplomatic recognitions constitute a reward for Hamas and the October 7th atrocities. And I agree with that assessment. Now, I want to update you on another story that I recently shared. It went to the country of Mexico and how they are trying to implement these biometric identifiers, scanning the iris of people's eyes, recording their fingerprints. There it is, the forehead, the hand. Now, this is not the Mark of the Beast system. Hear me loud and clear on that. This is not the Mark of the Beast system. But I believe that it's conditioning our world to readily receive these kinds of things. Well, there has been some pushback from some of the courts in Mexico that are saying we need to really proceed with caution as we approach these things. Is what we're doing legal in Mexico? And so Mexico courts have paused this biometric project over data privacy concerns, and it was supposed to be online by early 2026 and rolling out next year and fully completed over the course of the year, to my understanding. But now some courts in different parts of Mexico have said that they are going to push back over these privacy concerns. And so the Mexican government stated that this 18-digit digital ID system would help in streaming identity verification, including the location of persons that were declared as missing. You see, these things are marketed with a sense of safety and security. Safety and security. We're trying to find missing people. We're trying to protect our citizens. We're trying to better police our own borders, Mexico is saying. And now we see that there is some privacy concerns about this data and how it's going to be used. And so it's working its way through courts. So I wanted to update you on this story to let you know things have slowed down a little bit for Mexico as they move in this direction. And it doesn't appear convincing to these digital right advocates who believe more satisfactory measures have to be adopted if the system is going to proceed. They're also calling for assurances and guarantees that this biometric system will not be used by the state as a digital surveillance tool. Let's not kid ourselves, dear friends. This is where the stage is leading. As I've told you time and time again here on Watchmen on the Wall and SWRC's various other ministry outreaches, that we're seeing the stage being set for a one-world citizenship. And you have all of Earth's people in a singular database that is shared by all the countries. And you can have this digital citizenship. Now, we still have our individual countries, but we have this digital citizenship, and it's all fully there with our biometric identifiers. And I believe that there's going to be a push for standardization across the world so that Mexico isn't doing one system. The United States is doing another. France is doing another. Nigeria is doing another. They want to have it standardized so that everybody's on the same platform. The information can be easily shared from one country to the next. And you can see the steps that we are taking in this direction. I'm not going to prognosticate the timeline or anything like that. That's all in God's hands. But I'm just showing you the progression that our world is taking towards this end. Friends, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Headlines from the End Times here on Watchmen on the Wall. Headlines from the End Times is also a feature in every issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine and in every episode each week in the Prophecy in the News TV show. And we encourage you to check out the TV show, check out Watchmen on the Wall, our other great resources through the SWRC mobile app. That's right. Go to your app store, type in these four letters. Now, if you're driving down the road right now, wait till you get to where you're going before you type in these four letters. But go to your app store on your mobile device and type in SWRC. SWRC. Those four letters will take you to the mobile app. There you can listen to Watchmen on the Wall, this daily broadcast, and you can see every single weekly episode of the Prophecy in the News TV show. New episodes are released every Sunday, and you can check that out right in the mobile app. Don't forget to check out our website, swrc.com. Also, you can visit prophecyinthenews.tv. That's prophecyinthenews.tv. SWRC.com. If you'd like to get our free welcome pack and get on our mailing list to receive our Prophetic Observer newsletter each month, you can do so by giving us a call toll free 1-800-652-1144. That number again is 1-800-652-1144. Let's get back to more headlines from the End Times. And this one comes from the Texas House as they pass the nation's most financially punitive bathroom bill after a scripture-infused debate, according to reports from the Christian Post. People say, oh, you're getting political, you're off talking about these politics again. What if the politicians start quoting scripture to defend their arguments? Is not the church inclined to speak up about that, especially if they're twisting scripture, especially if they're taking scripture out of context to support their arguments? Yes, I believe that we have a right to speak up about these things. And that's why I want to share this story with you today, is to provide some gospel analysis, if you will, to see how the gospel message is being distorted, being thwarted by those in opposition to it. They use the scripture to defend their views, but they don't really want to follow what scripture actually says. And so the Bible was front and center in Austin, Texas, when the Texas bill that prohibits people from entering opposite-sex bathrooms was being discussed and debated back and forth. The opposite-sex bathrooms applies to public places, government buildings, public schools. The Texas House lawmakers passed the Senate bill, Senate Bill 8, in an 86-43 vote recently, but there was a tense 4-hour-long debate with impassioned pleas to Scripture by both supporters and opponents of this bill. Now, this bill has been dubbed the Texas Women's Privacy Act by supporters, and this Bill 8 would also prohibit men who identify as female from entering women's domestic violence shelters unless they're under 17 years old and accompanied by their mother who is receiving services. And a last-minute amendment to this bill raised the fines to, get this, $25,000 for a first violation and $125,000 for subsequent ones, making it the nation's most financially punitive bathroom bill. And leading up to this vote, the lawmakers were making last-ditch appeals either for or against Senate Bill 8, and many of them were quoting scripture to defend their viewpoints. And this is where I really want to focus my attention in bringing you this story. Some representatives, including people who represent part of Dallas County, were citing one of the most familiar verses in the New Testament. And one of these representatives was briefly interrupted as he was trying to share scripture. He says, "As a Christian, I want to refer to an important passage in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile," he began. "Oh, please," you hear someone in the background interject. And then turning in the direction of this protester, the representative continued, repeating the final part of the verse for dramatic effect. "There's neither slave nor free, neither is there male and female, for you are all one. You are all one. You are all one in Jesus Christ," he said. And he went on to say, "Some people have difficulty when you speak the word of God to them, truth to power. So members, for public safety reasons, for business reasons, for reasons of faith and conscience, I want to ask you to oppose this bill," end quote. This lawmaker, who has represented his district in Austin, Texas since 2005, also rebuked his political opponents by quoting from Matthew chapter 7, as he went on to say, quote, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. You too will be judged, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged," he said. He went on to say, quote, "Heed those words when you heckle, when you deride, when you stand up and speak ill of someone professing their faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heed those words," end quote. Now, in response to this reference came another representative in Texas and talked about taking the scriptures out of context. And she would say, quote, "A representative quoted from Matthew 7 about judging. I'd like to encourage that representative to keep reading, because only a few verses later is a warning of false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing," she said. She went on to say, quote, "There's a warning for anyone who proclaims to know Jesus might not be entering into the kingdom if he does not know them." And so I love to bring the example of Jesus here to this podium, she went on to say, quote, "He protected women, he elevated women, he honored women, and that's what this bill does," end quote. Again, friends, you see the gospel message under attack and how that the word of God is being twisted by groups to meet their agenda. And we have to take scripture in its context, especially the scripture there in Galatians that is being referenced by the Texas state representative, Galatians 3:28. That's speaking about our position in Jesus Christ as born-again believers. It's not a reference to all human beings alive. It's speaking about the church, the born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are one in Christ. As the old saying goes, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Men don't have a special advantage over women in gaining salvation, and neither does slaves or free. The ground is level. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or what your skin color is. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. No one has an advantage on gaining salvation. No, it's all through what Jesus has done for us. And there's a great gospel misunderstanding when people begin to twist the words of Scripture to make a political point. And it's sad to see that some politicians have co-opted Scripture to try to twist it out of its context to support their dastardly viewpoints. Now we go on to other stories, and I'm sure you have seen and heard about this, but think about how it sets the stage for the biblical end time scenario. As the leaders of China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran gathered in Beijing for a huge military parade and a strong, I should say, challenge to the West. They called it the Axis of Upheaval. The Axis of Upheaval. And think about the players that are mentioned in the biblical end time scenario and how we could be heading in those directions. But also speaking of China, this is a strange story as we get into some technological advancements and some of the kinds of things that we're seeing happening. Did you hear about this first ever pregnancy robot? That's right. China is developing the first ever pregnancy robot. It's very strange indeed. They're developing a world-first pregnancy robot capable of carrying a baby to full term and giving birth. And this is just a strange, strange innovation, in my opinion. Some of the key features of this prototype include an artificial womb implanted in this humanoid's abdomen, a nutrient delivery system connected through a hose to the baby, a lifelike interface that allows interaction with this pregnant robot. I never in my days thought I would even say the phrase pregnant robot, but here we are, dear friends. There's a prototype of this robot that's expected as early as next year, and the target price is about $14,000 US. And they're saying if you look at surrogacy and those kinds of things, typically that could get you up over $100,000 worth of cost. And this could be done for a fraction of the cost, about $14,000. And my goodness, the direction that our world is going, this is opening up a lot of questions that really need to be asked about the nature of humanity and what it means to be male and female and how God has created us. These kinds of possibilities are opening up, in my opinion, some scary doors. Thinking about that, the future of warfare is developing, and we've heard about these drone swarms and how drones could be used to monitor people and to see what they're doing and what they're involved in, but also to bring weapons and to fire on people and to target specific people through the use of drones. Well, they've got a new system that's being tested that can take down these swarms of drones. It's electromagnetic, and it's a weapon that will zap the drone swarms in seconds. It was tested out in rural Indiana, just below Indianapolis, and these waves of drones just tumbled out of the sky above Camp Atterbury in Indiana recently. These mechanical death throes punctuating what was an otherwise quiet morning, according to reports. And so it's almost using like microwave radiation kinds of technology to just zap these drones out of the sky, and it seems to be very effective. And so the future of warfare and using drones in warfare, now they're developing weapons that can zap these drones right out of the sky. And it's interesting to see how these situations are unfolding. Now, what about other technology innovations? There is a great potential for increased censorship, increased changing what you see and why you see it, and that seeing is no longer believing. In fact, when we're talking about censorship, YouTube secretly was using AI tools to edit people's videos. And this could really lead down a very slippery slope where they could censor the kinds of content that is on their platform. And it could literally change what people say in the videos, and the watcher may have very little notice that that's actually taking place. And this is what's scary about these kinds of things. YouTube made AI enhancements, according to reports, to many videos without telling users or even asking permission. As AI quietly mediates our world, what happens to our shared connection with real life? One YouTube user noticed that his face didn't look just right. He's like, my hair looks weird. Things just seem to be off from what I uploaded. And he began to realize there was a real difference in his videos. And he said, am I just imagining things? But it turns out he wasn't. In recent months, YouTube has secretly used AI technology to tweak people's videos without letting them know and without asking permission. For instance, wrinkles in shirts seem to be more defined. Skin seems sharper in some places, smoother in other places. They encourage watchers to pay close attention to the ears. You can notice them change in certain times. So these changes are small. They're barely visible without a side-by-side comparison. Yet it has disturbed a lot of YouTubers who say that it gives their content a subtle and unwelcomed AI-generated feeling. Could they use that to distort and to change the kinds of content that people upload to the platform? And again, friends, don't believe everything that you see on the internet. That reaches a whole new level now with what some people are dubbing as cheap fake AI celebrity videos that is just playing on people's rage, trying to get people riled up in anger And it's baiting them into these kinds of things on YouTube. There's been many, many of these kinds of videos that have surfaced on YouTube where they take popular personalities and they have their voice and they run it through AI and they use that platform to literally put words in people's mouths that they never said. And they put people on certain shows and they make people say things that they never even said. And this is growing in popularity on YouTube. I've even been sent some videos of some Christian preachers that they said, I can't believe this preacher is saying this kind of thing. This seems to be opposite of his doctrine. And as I listened to it, I noticed there was a lot of words that were mispronounced. And it sounded just like that preacher's voice, but I could tell something was off. And as I listened even further, I realized this is not his official channel. This is not coming from his voice. This has to be AI generated. And so we've got to be so very careful with what we consume online and the kinds of things that we consume, because seeing and hearing isn't always believing. So we need to be steadfast. We need to watch what we allow into our hearts, into our minds, and filter that through the Word of God. Dear friends, I just want to leave you with the encouragement to remember that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things, and that while we're seeing this world move in this direction, we know that ultimately we are heading home to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all of eternity. What a wonderful day that will be, and until then, let us be found faithful in our Father's business.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us. And then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more by visiting swrc.com. And I want to send a very special thank you to everyone who has been giving a gift this week and becoming monthly partners, becoming faithful friends. We need to hear from you right now. Your support allows us to produce these programs and publications. You can give today by calling 1-800-652-1144 or by going to swrc.com. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends just like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com.